Welcome to Genius is Your Birthright with transformational life coach, Christy Carotti. Throughout this six-week program, you will have your imagination ignited, your intuition electrified. You will strengthen and expand your memory in a very interesting way, sharpen your reason, and expand your powers of perception to an unprecedented degree. With these tools, you will learn that you have these extraordinary faculties and how to unleash them. Without them, nothing is possible, but with this understanding, everything is possible. This material is standalone, but you will hear reference to supplemental material on CDs, which you can purchase from Christy Carotti. This week in Lesson 5, Christy continues the exploration of reason, and then we learn about memory in a whole new way.
Hello and welcome. This is Christy Carotti, and this is Genius is Your Birthright. To get started, I want to move into that place of setting the tone of our frequency. And so now with a piece of paper in front of you, I want you to think about something that you're grateful for and really move into that place of gratitude. I'll share with you right now, I am so grateful to have a kitchen stove. And that just means a whole lot of things, you know, cooking, nurturing the family, feeding ourselves, this wonderful space. And actually tonight, my sister is up visiting from San Diego, and she and my mom and a friend of my mom's, who my sister brought up to visit her, are all coming over for kind of our first dinner in our new kitchen. So I'm really grateful for the stove. And in my art therapy practice, one of the things that I always do is I light what I call the hearth fire, the center fire. And so I put my stove in the center of my house, in the center of my kitchen, because I really like to think of the hearth fire being at the center of everything. And for me, the hearth fire is that place of warmth, healing, and knowledge. And sitting around in a circle of women or people and just having that wisdom there. And so in sharing that as my gratitude to have the stove, I'd also like to invite you in to seeing us right now sitting around a hearth fire and knowing that all of the divine wisdom that is available to anybody is available to us. And so I would like you to write down your gratitude also. And then move to that place of something that you're proud of. Now, we're often proud of things outside of us. You know, I'm proud of my son. I'm proud of my husband. I'm proud of different things out there. But this is a proud of something about you, because what we're doing in this is we are creating a frequency that matches a willingness to shift into a new frequency. Okay, and so something that you're proud of. Something that you've done that you're proud of. Okay, fabulous. So next week is our last week. I'm just going to do a little quick review of where we've been. So we started out with imagination and knowing that everything is created twice, once in your thinking and once out in the world. And then we checked in with our intuition, knowing that that's our connection to the greater infinite wisdom that exists. And then we looked at will and also reason. And will is basically that moment in time when you choose, when you set a commitment. And you can ask yourself that question, this is my intention, and therefore this is what I'm doing, this is my action right now. And so we use the will of the connection with the divine, as well as the will to move towards our direction. So that's a powerful faculty. And we also began to speak about reason. And reason I shared the story of the fly in the window, and that's a very powerful story. And the book that that comes from, You Squared, by Price Pritchard, is very impactful, very powerful book. In fact, tonight I'm going to share a lot from that book. And so tonight we're going to actually talk about memory, and I'm going to tie it in with reason. So we're actually going to take a deeper dive into reason and then tie it into memory in a very interesting way. And you'll want to have paper and pencil, especially today, and hopefully you'll be in a situation where you can write or take notes. If you're not, you can always go back and listen to the recording, and you can do the exercises, because I'm actually going to have you do some writing and a very powerful exercise that we're going to do in this process today. So again, we are going to be looking at both reason and memory. I've actually done this whole memory thing with association of the memory with teenagers, and they think of it as a game, but they also find that it helps them remember things and taking tests and things like that. But underlying that, in doing those types of things, we strengthen that muscle of memory, expanding our capacity for memory. And memory is really important for building our confidence, for also in our business or out into the world of, like Bob says on the CD, you know, of remembering somebody's name that you've met in regards to business, that it will impress them. The other interesting thing about developing your memory is that as you are able to hold more in your memory in a clear way, once you put it into memory, it actually opens up and it expands you to a new area of creativity, a creativity that's built on that memory, a creativity that's built on what you've already learned. So mathematics is a great way of thinking of that. So you've learned to do addition, you know, 5 + 5 = 10. And so once you've memorized that, then you can move on to multiplication. 5 × 5 = 25. So math is a really good example of how once you've memorized something, you can move on to something else, and it opens you up to that place of creativity. And this is part of my philosophy around creative thinking. It's several fold, but one is that you use what you already have, so that you've memorized, and that you also have resources out in the world, and also that there are ways to think in a manner that you've never thought of before. And one of the games I used to play as a child, especially on long car rides or something, it would be to really look out into the landscape and try to see something that is not normally seen. Is there something that people don't notice generally, or I don't notice generally, and to really try and look for something different or unique? And I also would do that with thoughts. I would try to think, especially on those long, my family drove a lot, so we traveled a lot, and we traveled by driving, and there was 4 of us kids. Sometimes it was really long, and I would just try to think of things that I'd never thought of before. And I realized later in life that that's actually this whole process, and kind of how those roots were started back then, is to really think of thoughts that have never been thought before. And I came to realize that, you know, I use always the example of the ever-expanding universe, and that its nature is to expand. And that, to me, is what I was developing as a child, and I still use in creative thinking, is the ability to think in ways that have never been thought before. And I almost feel like it's my job to think thoughts that have never been thought before and to put things together in a different way that have never been put together before. And on another interesting side of that, Einstein said that he only memorized what he couldn't look up. And so anything that was in a chart or in a reference book or anything, he did not memorize, because he wanted to keep his mind open and available. And it's like, but do we have a limited capacity? Only in our current understanding do we have a limited capacity, but he had a current understanding as well. So that's an interesting juxtaposition with the whole thing, is to think, how can I, you know, open up to creativity? How can I memorize things so that they're a foundation for my new growth? And yet, how can I not take in things that are not necessary or that I have other resources to get to? It's me and technology. You know, it's like I would rather pay somebody else to do my technology than to spend the time trying to expand my brain in that capacity. I want to expand my brain in other capacities. Could I do it all? Yes, if that was my entire focus. But my core value is actually family first, the relationships, the family. So would that align with my core value? No, it wouldn't. So I would rather pay somebody who finds, and the other thing is that it finds somebody that it's their passion, so that I'm supporting them in their passion. And there are people out there that just love doing this type of stuff. I've had a couple of them work for me. Anyway, so memory is really important, and it's one of those muscles. You know, you might be thinking that we're going to lose our memory, but it is one of those muscles. You know, everybody talked about that when Sudoku came out, that game. You know, this is a good way to keep your mind and brain active. So that type of memory is very important. Now, if you've listened to the CD, you know that talks about future memory. Well, I'm actually going to jump back into reason, and then we're going to come back around to that future memory. And the exercise on the CD, we're going to do it to an even deeper level, but really looking at reason. And on the CDs, Bob Proctor talks about Price Pritchard, and you too. And this is, I think, one of the books that really is powerful around reason. So I wanted to share a few thoughts with you. And it is the concept of a quantum leap. So first of all, the concept in a quantum leap is that it's not incremental stages. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. It's learning a new way of doing things. And back to mathematics, it's a great model of how this works. So first, you learn to add 5 plus 5, and then you learn to multiply 5 times 5, and, you know, it takes two numbers, 5 and 5, to do that. And then you learn you can do that with one number, 5 to the power of, and you can get to 25. So there, it's the expanding of how you, first of all, comprehend things and can learn things, but also how you can exponentiate your experience. So I'm going to read a little bit out of Price Pritchard's book again. So hopefully hold in mind the story of the fly and the whole concept of, do we need to work harder? So I want you to move into that gratitude and proud place right now. Move into that frequency that actually matches a willingness to make welcome the frequency of a quantum leap. And maybe you don't even know what that is, but by moving into that place of gratitude and being proud of, listen to these words from that place with a willingness to have an expectancy around comprehending this idea of a quantum leap. This is actually page 2, and this is the promise. So right now in this moment, you are capable of exponential improvement in your performance. You can multiply your personal effectiveness, hit new highs, and shatter your old achievement records. The results you can have will be hard for you to imagine. You can be you squared, so you to the power of 2. You don't have to settle for things the way they are now. Do you hear that? You don't have to settle for things the way they are now. They can change dramatically. If you're ready, life is prepared, not the other way around, prepare for life, but life is prepared to give you a breakthrough experience. It already exists. It's already available. Life is prepared to give you a breakthrough experience. You can jump to a higher orbit of achievement, live the dream, enjoy a completely different plane of success. Also, you don't have to be content with improving things incrementally or gradually. Just as your level of performance can improve drastically, so can your rate of accomplishment. Furthermore, U squared formula requires far less effort than you've given in the past. So when he's talking about higher achievement, this isn't like success in your career necessarily. It may be if that's where you're at, but it's also increase in achievement of how you run your business, how you run your personal life, how much free time you have. This is the higher orbit of achievement, not just in career and not just in finances. In fact, maybe even more so in living that freer, fuller life. So U2 formula requires far less effort than you've given in the past. Don't we all want that? Absolutely. You haven't been reaching your full potential. I mean, none of us have, right? We have this infinite universe all available to us. Like all is available to us. So we have not reached our full potential. So far, you haven't even come close. No matter how you wish to measure success, regardless of how you define achievement, you have barely scratched the surface of what you personally can accomplish. But maybe the time has come to change all of that. Maybe you're ready for a quantum leap. Okay, so how do you do that? What's the formula? Well, it's an ongoing practice. And those of you who've taken Dream Builder, I have taken Dream Builder over and over again. And you know, actually, somebody asked Mary one time if she put more stuff on the Dream Builder CDs. It's like, no, the more often you go through the program, the deeper you hear things. You hear things from that higher orbit of achievement that you're at now, which are the things that you embed into your memory to then put together or stand on, if you will, to look at how you move to the next quantum leap, okay? But you want something right now on how to do that is that you need to fall in love with your dream. So let your deepest desires direct your aim. Set your sights far above the reasonable target. The power of purpose is found only if you have a desire that stirs the heart. So when we're talking about falling in love, it's about falling in love with your dream. Falling in love with the life that you'd love to live, falling in love so much so that the inner drive must be strong enough to carry you past the point of wishful thinking. The dream must consume you, control you, drive you to action, disallow half-hearted effort in the pursuit. The quantum leaps are an act of love, a passionate statement of how you care for the things you seek. Only an emotional move holds the power to carry you the distance from you to you squared. So it's that idea that Wayne Dyer says, what do you get when you squeeze an orange? You get orange juice. To become that much in your vision that when you get squeezed, your desire is what comes out. Your knowingness of this dream, the passion, and the fact that you're in love with this. So what do you need to do to rewrite your vision? What do you need to do to really become passionate about what you're moving towards? And why are we moving towards something instead of being just content with where we are? Because we were meant to become more. We had that desire put in us to inspire us to become more. That is our nature. Just like a flower grows into a beautiful bloom to create beauty, we are meant to grow into some kind of beauty. That is the purpose of life. So falling in love. So I would so love to encourage each one of you to please rework your vision, make sure it has that passion and love, and send it to me. Commit to yourself that you are in this work enough to send it to me, to take an action in the direction of your dream. So what has happened before I move back into Quantum Leap is that as human beings, we ordinarily go with the obvious. We fall into habits of relying on behaviors that seem to have worked best for us over the years. When we take an approach that seems to be very serviceable and which enables us to perform well and succeed, we become very attached to it. We don't readily relinquish that habit or pattern. In fact, there's a tendency to follow our favorite approach more and more often, such that we get better and better at handling things in that particular way, which also continues to create things in that particular way. Okay, so what do we do with that? We use the tool of looking at facts versus truth. And so when we look at our old behaviors, we rely on these behaviors because they work best over the years. We can look back at what it was that we needed to solve. Do we still need to solve that, or can we now move to a new problem or a new passion and therefore create a new habit, a new way of doing things? Yes, we want to look at the facts. We have to take care of paying the bills, of taking care of the babies, the children, the job, the employees, but now we can move to a newer truth. What is it that not only greater serves me, but serves all of that as well? Okay, how can I think in a new way? How can I think in a way I've never thought before? So to make a quantum leap, you've got to break out of the rut of where you've been running. Second guess your routines. Overcome the addictions to your old mythologies. Set new patterns. Quantum leaps come when you seek the elegant solution. Think about it. Quantum leaps come when you seek the elegant solution. That is writing a high-quality question or asking a high-quality question. So instead of asking, how do I get rid of these old behaviors, just switch that to a high-quality question would be, how can I ask a high-quality question? So just making that simple shift. Okay, so, but you relate it, you want to relate it to all of your patterns and behaviors. So, not all, because you don't have to identify everything. You don't have to go back and dig up your past. You can just look at the ones that are running the area that you want change in. If you want change in the area of weight loss, then you look at what are the limiting habits and beliefs in that area. Okay, and so the things I want to share with you that I'm proud of is today I hit my 20.8 pounds lost mark, let go of mark. Okay, I'm never going to find them again. So what has that taken for me to move to that place? I've had to get rid of a lot of old habits that were running me. I had to commit, I had to use my will, and I had to choose to look at some behaviors that were limiting me and replace them with new behaviors. And there is a way you can do more with less. And the more you study this work, the more you practice this work, the more you'll understand how. You know, I remember listening to Mary. She would say, the book that we're going to study next month, Science of Getting Rich, and she would say, thinking in a certain way. And I go, okay, but how? No. Thinking in a certain way. She kept saying that was the first step, thinking in a certain way. Well, what's that certain way? No, thinking in a certain way. You know, it was like all of a sudden I could hear it after I heard it many times, thinking in a certain way, like a sure way. But it also does mean, and then I was able to hear that it also does mean thinking in a certain way. What certain way is that? The way that I choose to think of it. So when we say there is a way you can do more with less, I cannot tell you how you can do more with less. But I can teach you these tools so that you can learn, you can discover by asking high-quality questions, by seeking elegant solutions of how you can do more with less. So that is teaching these tools. So before we get back to future memory, I wanted to share with you about failure. So in this whole process of quantum leap, seek failure. We could all just like grab our chests. Seeking failure, what are you talking about? Edison was asked one time how it felt to fail 300 times before he discovered the light bulb. And he said there was never a failure. That was all just information that was getting me to where I'm going. However, we want to seek failure, not necessarily seek failure, but if you hit failure, it doesn't mean that you're defeated. Actually, the struggle gives you strength. It's like tempering the steel, S-T-E-E-L, or the soreness involved in developing muscles. The difficulties are just evidence that you are learning and progressing. Don't interpret problems or breakdowns as proof that you should quit, but instead take them as evidence of your growth and improvement. So this is what it looks like as you are moving in the direction of doing more with less. This is what it looks like right now where you're at. I know each one of you that if you took the problems you're facing right now, that you could see in the long run that those were the steps, that was because you were willing to jump into this place of unknown, this place of risk-taking, this place of thinking outside of the box. And this is where fact comes into play. I am not asking you to jump off of a cliff without having wings. However, I'm asking you to consider outside of the box options of how to get from the cliff to the beach. Consider interesting ways. What are new ways that you can do this? So now we're going to move into future memory, and then I'm going to actually guide you in using this idea of asking elegant questions and moving into a place of using our reasoning faculties along with our future memory. And I'm going to talk about where can we go with this. So future memory is the idea of remembering what it's like from the place in one version of your future. And if we can imagine it, this comes back to imagination. If we can imagine it, then we can get there. How? We don't want to ask how. We don't need to know how. But if we can imagine it, it happens first in thought, then it becomes form. And so Alice in Wonderland talks about think five impossible things each day. I actually gave myself that assignment one time when I first heard that. It was like I'd wake up in the morning, okay, I'm going to think five impossible things today. And even if they didn't, these were things that I didn't even necessarily, I mean, there does need to, if you want them to really become reality, you need to have a belief, an expectancy of them becoming reality. But in stretching your imagination, you can just think five impossible things each day. And then you can think five impossible things that might be possible. So anyway, the other one with Alice in Wonderland is thinking about what did you think about tomorrow, something like that. And this is all about writing our vision and why I really want you to refine your vision. It's about putting ourselves in the future, absolutely being in the future, not pretending, but using our imagination to be in the future and having a memory in that future. And if you have a memory in that future, what is it? What are you thinking about? What are you feeling? What are you remembering about the day before? What are you remembering about where you've come from to where you're at now? So we're actually going to go even a little deeper with this. And this is why I want you to have paper and pencil, is also to write down some of this. So one of the other important practices in using your faculty of reason is the other tool I've talked to you about, which is pause. So Einstein didn't memorize things that you could look up, and where we're talking about having things in our memory that we can build on. To get to that next place of creativity, a great tool to do that is to pause. Just kind of like you maybe do before you run out the door. You know, pause and think, now, did I forget anything? But let's take a deeper pause right now and just like let everything settle. Now think of it's 3 years from now. It's fall. The leaves are changing. It's 3 years from now. And things will have changed and evolved. So be in that place right now. I like to relate it to events and things and people around me. Like I would think of where Aaron is, what people around me are up to. And then move into that place of your vision, but in a place of knowing, I now am the woman who is. And you can just take one part of this, even. I am the woman who is. And I want you to imagine that it's me and that we haven't seen each other in 3 years. And I'm walking one direction, you're walking another, and all of a sudden our paths cross. And it's like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you in so long. Tell me what's been going on for you. And I want you right now, I'm going to pause for a minute, just even jot down a few notes. Oh my gosh, Christy, let me tell you about my life. Oh my gosh, let me tell you about my life. Let me tell you about my relationship. Let me tell you about my time, money, freedom. Let me tell you about my health. Let me tell you about my career. To really be in the place, this is that moment right now. And now I want you in your mind to turn around five more times, and it's the next day, and we actually run into each other again. Oh my gosh, it's so great to see you. Hey, you know what? There was a question I wanted to ask you yesterday when you told me about your life. If you know what you know right now, what is something that you would have wanted to tell yourself back then? What do you know now that you wish you knew then? In hindsight, what were the thoughts and the things that limited you? And what was it that you did that caused you to change? And you say, oh my gosh, Christy, let me tell you about that. So reason with future memory is an amazingly powerful tool. This is how we use reason to think outside of the box, to access our intuition and that divine wisdom that's all available out there to us, is to stand in that place, not of pretending to be in that place, because remember, it all starts in our imagination. So it is as real can be. It is a truth. And you may change course, but right now, thinking this image that you have of 3 years from now is what it takes to move you in the direction of this life, this glorious life that you have to live.
That concludes Lesson 5 with Reason and Memory. Next week, we finish with Lesson 6 on Perception. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Here are two exclusive podcast listener offers. First, for a limited time, podcast listeners can work with Christy in person at a deep discount. Christy offers a unique coaching modality of her own creation that helps clients discover their own answers to where they're stuck and how to move forward. As one of her clients puts it, it always works. This transformative process is designed to help you identify blocks and create breakthroughs in your personal and professional life. As a thank you for listening to the podcast, you're eligible for a special discount. Normally $97 for a half-hour introductory session, podcast listeners get a $70 discount automatically applied if you use this link, masteringtheartoflife.com/podcast-IWD-offer. That's masteringtheartoflife.com/podcast-IWD-offer. And that link is in the podcast general description as well. Second, you can get the entire library of Mastering the Art of Life with PDF notes and worksheets for each lesson, plus bonuses at no cost at masteringtheartoflife.com/9-month-opt-in, all one word, masteringtheartoflife.com/9-month-opt-in. That link is also in the general podcast description.